Welcome, jazz lovers, to this week's edition of In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. My name's Ken Laster. We've got a special show that will highlight the NEA Jazz Masters that were just announced for 2022. But we are going to begin today's show with music in anticipation of a concert I'll be attending later today with legendary saxophonist Charles McPherson. It's his 82nd birthday, and he'll be appearing with some great musicians from San Diego and Los Angeles. So let's start off with Charles McPherson from the album Manhattan Nocturne, a 1998 release, and we will hear Fire Dance.
Thank you.
That set features two San Diego-based alto saxophone players, the last one you heard being Christopher Holliday, and we started out that set with Charles McPherson. But the Christopher Holliday number is from a 2018 release entitled Telepathy. It features kind of the core of the San Diego's jazz scene, being Christopher Holliday on alto sax, Gilbert Castellanos on trumpet, Joshua White on piano, Rob Thorson on bass, and Tyler Krutel on drums. And that was their beautiful rendition of I Got the World on a String. And I loved that muted trumpet by Gilbert Castellanos in that. That was preceded by Charles McPherson from the album Manhattan Nocturne. We heard Fire Dance. And that album has a great quintet of Charles McPherson on alto, Mulgrew Miller on piano, Ray Drummond on double bass, Victor Lewis on drums, and Bobby Sanabria on percussion. Let's continue on with a set of music featuring the new NEA Jazz Masters that were just announced for 2022. And those are Billy Hart, Donald Harrison, Stanley Clark, and Cassandra Wilson. So we're going to take care of the first two to begin this set from an album by The Cookers in which Donald Harrison and Billy Hart both appear. The name of the album is Time and Again. We are going to hear Sir Galahad.
The stars were fixed. gonna turn and twist. You don't have to worry about a learning. No, she gonna get around. When it comes to traveling, she'll run the voodoo.
And that set featured all of the latest class of NEA Jazz Masters. And we're talking about Billy Hart, Donald Harrison, Stanley Clark, and Cassandra Wilson. Let's start at the top of that set. We heard from the Cookers, the album Time and Time Again. And that album features Billy Harper on tenor saxophone, Eddie Henderson on trumpet, David Weiss on trumpet, Donald Harrison on alto sax, George Cables on piano, Cecil McBee on bass, and Billy Hart on drums. After that, we heard from bassist Stanley Clark from his album Journey to Love. We heard a beautiful acoustic piece written by Chick Corea and Stanley Clark. It was called Song to John. And that is a trio recording, Stanley Clark on acoustic bass, Chick Corea on piano, and John McLaughlin on acoustic guitar. And they traded solos beautifully on that one. And that was followed by vocalist Cassandra Wilson on an album that really hipped me to her very unique singing style from an album she did in tribute to Miles Davis. The name of the album is Traveling Miles from 1999, and we heard her version of Run the Voodoo Down, the Miles Davis Bitches Brew tune. I want to continue on now with a fantastic jazz artist who many people haven't heard of. Her name is Vi Red. She is both a vocalist and an alto sax player. I had heard her before in an old Marianne McPartland album that I had picked up in vinyl. And then I heard this on one of the, I believe it was an Apple Music playlist. This is from an album called Bird Call from Vi Red. And we are going to hear her version of the jazz standard, If I Should Lose You. And she is featured, as I said, on both vocals and alto saxophone.
If if I should lose you, the stars would fall from the sky. If I should lose you, the leaves would wither and die. The birds in Maytime would sing a mournful refrain, and I would wander around, hating the sound of a rain. With you beside me, the road bloom in the snow. With you beside me, no winds of winter would blow. I gave you my love, and I was living a dream, and living would seem in vain if I ever lost you.
Thank you.
an incredibly talented and creative piano player in Joshua White, as you heard just there, another San Diego musician from his album, I believe his only album as a leader. It's entitled 13 Short Stories, and it features, besides Joshua White on piano, Josh Johnson on saxophone, Dean Hewlett on bass, and Jonathan Pinson on drums. And Joshua White will be appearing with his trio sometime in August here in San Diego, but we get to hear him all the time in various settings at different jazz jams out here. The name of that track is The Ignoble Parody of Modernity. Before that, we heard Vi Red from the album Bird Call, a 1962 release, in which Vi Red played both saxophone and vocals on that one, If I Should Lose You. All right, that'll about do it for today's show. My name is Ken Laster. You are listening to In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. We're going to finish up this set with some great straight-ahead jazz from Lee Morgan. The name of the album is The Gigolo, and we are going to hear the title track from that one.